Hello and welcome back to the Break Room Superstore Fan Podcast. My name is Jordan Wiegand, and I have a co-host here with me, Casey McGeorge.
How is it going, everybody?
It's going good. No Aylin today. She's not feeling so well, so we'll have to get her thoughts on this probably after the season premieres, or I'm not sure. We're going to be doing a preview episode today. There's a commercial that was posted online, then there's some synopsis is out, and the first episode, the premiere episode synopsis is now out, which we'll go over. And we also have some fans some listeners from Reddit and Instagram who have sent in what they think is going to happen. So we'll go over some of those as well.
The one thing I'll say is I'm kind of sad because with the show premiering on the 29th, usually that means we would get a Halloween episode. It looks like we might not be getting a Halloween episode this year, so it's very sad.
Yeah, I don't think we are this year. So let's get into it a bit here with what their plan is here for the season. So the showrunners have said that, you know, America is back for the first two episodes. That'll take us up to the 100th episode of the show, and that there's so much they want to explore with COVID and how it changes the world of Cloud Nine that they decided to focus on that in the premiere, and then Amy starting her new job remotely while she's still trying to manage the store. And then the second episode will cover Amy's last day at Cloud Nine and give her the send-off she deserves.
I saw somewhere said there's going to be time jumps, so it's going to go from before COVID to like current and back and forth for a little bit. So
yeah, and I guess that's one of the weird things about the fact that they were finished filming almost last year before COVID shut everything down. Because I'm pretty sure didn't we have some Easter stuff in season 5? So I mean, like when you look at timeline type stuff, we were already past COVID entering the real world when they were in the fictional world, like past, you know, like April. And then now we're going to go back to as if, I guess, some of that stuff. I don't know. It just seems like it's going to be really weird how they pull that off. I guess they're just going to act like all the way up to California Part 1 was before COVID, I guess.
Well, I don't know if it'll be before. It may be as the pandemic was starting to hit.
Right.
If you go back to then when everything initially started, where people first started working from home and you had, especially since they're going through two different states. So maybe it's a situation of was it St. Louis? The St. Louis metropolitan area, something like that, in Missouri. So maybe she's getting ready to move, but she can't initially because California started their shutdown measures, which means she couldn't go to work. So now she has to start working from home with Jonah, but they're still planning on that she's going to have to move at some point. So she doesn't necessarily know when, which can really mess things up because you got to kind of be ready to go on a very short notice to move across the country and you still have a life, but you know, that life's going to be given up. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. You know, they're going to show the first few months of the pandemic kind of jumping around in time. And I'm guessing maybe just to correct everything, hopefully that second episode, her last day takes place in like October or November, and we're caught up with the regular time frame. But what do you think, Casey? We've seen a lot of the cast photos and stuff where they sometimes are wearing masks, sometimes they're not. In my state, it was mandatory really early on that every store you had to go into had to mask. I'm not sure how it was in Missouri, so I don't know. But how are we going to do this? Like, how are we going to have scenes with them without masks on as workers? Or are they, you know, because it seems like that's going to be really tough to... If they had it on all the time, it'd be really tough to act and watch like people just talking in muffled masks the whole time.
If I had to guess, I think the previews that we saw with and without masks are probably like the first couple of episodes.
Right.
I know there was one clip where like Mateo opens up a crate or something and has like a bunch of pandemic supplies. So there's like masks and gloves. Maybe that's when things start getting a little more serious and their state took a little more serious. I think they will be able to do the scenes with masks and everything. I think the one thing that'll hurt it in some way is with the mask, you won't necessarily get all the good facial expressions.
Yeah.
You don't really take into account because they're always there. And then those things sometimes convey a lot of different things to us that we tend to look for. I think the mask would be good. I think seeing customers with and without masks and how that's going to work is going to be interesting to see and play out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I guess it's going to be a lot of new comedy with everything with this whole bunch of new perspectives with COVID on the show. But also, that's kind of the problem that you lock yourself into when it comes to setting it into the real world is having to, you know, there's no end in sight right now. So this is going to be something with the show now for who knows how long.
As far as we know, I know I sent you guys the photo I got off of a Snapchat or Instagram story about I guess so they finished, as far as I've seen, they finished filming four episodes so far.
Yeah.
And those are the four that will take us through the rest of this year to the end of 2020. And then I think they've only got like 9 or 10 more scheduled for after that going into 2021. And if you look at it, that kind of matches up, because between Halloween, Thanksgiving, we got a month. So maybe we get like 2 or 3 episodes there. Maybe there's one after Thanksgiving, in between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And then the next one, you know, we always have those hiatuses. And then that'll take us till what? You know, the middle of January before it pops up again?
Yeah, so it'll be interesting. I guess let's go over the synopsis for the season. It says, Superstore is a hilarious workplace comedy about a unique family of employees at a big box megastore, Cloud Nine. At the center is Jonah, a passionate optimist always looking out for his coworkers, including the sardonic Garrett, played by Colton Dunn, the sweet and fun-loving Cheyenne, and the perpetual dismissed Sandra. Back in the manager job is Glenn, who once again finds himself butting heads with aggressive assistant manager Dina, but is now assisted by Mateo, who's pretty sure he would be running things by now if it weren't for his undocumented status.
Okay, so let's go the big obvious thing. America Ferrera is no longer in the synopsis.
Yes.
She is leaving, in all fairness. I mean,
she's only in 2 episodes, right? It's going
to
happen.
Yeah, she's only in there up to the 100th episode, which rightfully so. She was the star of the show. She deserves it to be in 100th episode. Nothing there. Real quick, Cheyenne, previously known as Nicole Bloom, she has changed her name to Nicole Sakura. I hope I pronounced that right. So, Yay. I was thinking about this last night, as the last week has been absolutely hard for me as a postal worker, delivering mail till like midnight, literally. In an alternate reality where the pandemic didn't hit and America Ferrera gets to leave maybe at the beginning of the season, and we had a full season this year, maybe they could have brought someone in to be the new store manager, right?
Right.
They could have had something where maybe you bring Justine Machado back for an episode or two to talk to Glenn, where she's trying to find who's going to be the new store manager, and then eventually someone comes in, replaces Amy as the manager, and Glenn stays as the floor supervisor. With such a shortened season and with everything going on, their options become kind of limited. So yeah, I think they're just kind of forced to put Glenn back there. Once everything got shut down, I have no clue what's going on with television and filming out here. There's still filming going on, and an episode of Lauren Ash's podcast I listened to before she canceled it a few weeks back, she did say there's a lot of safety measures in place and she feels totally safe. But I mean, you follow this a little more. I don't know what, like, are new shows coming on? Like,
they pushed a lot of stuff back to the fall.
Yeah, he's still butting heads with Dina. We figured that. Here comes the part where everybody was probably waiting for. Oh, I'm still going to hate Mateo this season. The simple fact that he sure he'd be running things if it wasn't for his undocumented status. Not a fan. Well, I'm a fan, but yeah, I'm gonna hate him. And I was thinking about this earlier while I was in the shower too. Was the fact that how are they gonna handle that? Because technically, remember, he's still working for the optometrist, but he swapped with someone else. But Amy's no longer there. The optometrist obviously still knows about his undocumented status, as well as, I don't know, does Glenn know? Or was it just Amy that knew? I think it might have been just Amy. I think they kept that one really hush. If that plays out anyway, that'll be interesting to see.
Yeah. Like we said, with America not being listed, it makes sense. She's no longer going to be a part of the main show. She's essentially a guest star going into these first two episodes. So I guess we have some responses from Reddit, and we can kind of break these down. We asked for your predictions and thoughts on the upcoming season. Here is what everybody said. Bucky the Third thinks that Marcus will be an anti-masker or start out that way, and then think of Tita and then become super concerned and protective.
So first off, Bucky the Third, that is a fantastic name. I don't know where it comes from, but you, sir, have won my heart for the day. Yeah, we forgot about Marcus. This guy poops in the shower and stomps on it. He lost his thumb. He's living in the bowels of the store still, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no clue. Marcus can be a wild card here. This could go any number of ways. And I forgot he is close with Mateo's family.
Yeah. Yeah, he's living with them, I think, at this point.
Yeah, Marcus can be a wild card here. I'm also interested to see how Garrett goes along with this.
Yeah, I think Garrett will be fine with it. I mean,
Not that he'd be against wearing a mask or anything, but like one of the previews that came up, it might have been the second preview that came out. He talks about how he's at the perfect level at customer service and people are always there. And then there's, at least for a while, I know at least Walmart was not doing returns at all.
Yeah.
I don't know if they still are. I don't know what their status is now. But I know there was a period of time where they were doing no returns in store, and there's still some stores in general who aren't taking a lot of returns. So what happens then?
Yeah, Target wasn't taking them back for months. I don't know if they'll make any of the main characters anti-mask.
Let's see. Outrageous Crazy 425. I'm excited to see Jonah freak out over COVID. I feel like he's going to be a mess and continues to give random updates on it. I read an article yesterday, blah, 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 and drive everyone nuts. Berserk 2, I'm excited to see Dina go crazy with it. She'll be extra strict, protocol following type, as opposed to someone like Jonah or Glenn who get a bit frantic over it. Yeah, Jonah. Wow. So this will be a completely weird time for Jonah. He's losing the love of his life. His relationship's ending. And
we don't know if the pandemic starts. But
Okay.
You're projecting.
I'm going. Remember the season finale they wanted to have last year that I sent you guys? One of the key things in there said initially their plan was they were going to have a talk about how Amy thought it was a rash decision that she, when she moved, Jonah was going to join her. That tells me maybe they were planning on going a certain direction with this. If the person you're living with is all of a sudden a rash decision to move with you, that's weird. But anyway, yeah, I think he's definitely going to freak out over COVID. Like anything he reads from the CDC or some other weird, well, not that CDC's a weird news site.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think Dina will be, I guess she'll be pretty strict. She'll be the one, throwing people out of the store if they're not wearing their mask right?
It's possible, but the preview that's been out where the lady sneezed on Glenn and then she's spraying him off.
Yeah, yeah.
Good thing is we don't know when that happened. So we don't know if that was, if that's current or if that's like during the initial stages of the pandemic.
Right.
But yeah, I can definitely see her being like, okay, you know what? You sir, have to go.
That'd be great. That'd be some good customer stuff. Princess Corncob says she has a whole slew of predictions here. Amy will have already transitioned to corporate headquarters and has Zoom meetings with whoever is the interim general manager. We really learned that it's Glenn that's going to just kind of take that manager role back over. And she thinks that Glenn will assume he'll be the interim GM and behave as such, but someone unexpected will be the interim GM until the GM from their rival store arrives. Jonah is not the father of Amy's baby, but Cheyenne submits her baby's DNA for testing for fun, and we find out that Beau is not the father. Dina and the vet have moved in together, and Jonah had plans to move with Amy, but the pandemic prevented him from moving.
So let's go. The Cheyenne one is interesting because Remember she did want to submit that. You know, it would be interesting, but I don't think they would do that to her character.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems a little soap opera for me there.
Yeah, that she was already a teenage mom,
right?
So then to say that either she was she cheated on Bo or something happened, like, yeah, maybe some sort of slut shaming. That I don't see the people really allowing that one to happen between Nicole and maybe the writers.
Yeah.
It could happen, and depending what they do with it, but I don't. It'd be interesting to see, just because then maybe we get to see Beau and see what happens there. Dina and the vet, I think along with that, we still have to add Garrett back into the mix because he was still pining for Dina.
Mm-hmm.
And then we don't know what necessarily is going to happen with Dina and the vet.
And I think the Jonah one is probably how they're going to go with it.
Jonah had plans to move, but the pandemic prevented him from moving. How?
Maybe him not wanting to move during a pandemic. I don't know. I think they're going to have to go some route with it. Because he was planning to move with her. And then now that the pandemic hit, I think they might try to write that in for some sort of reason for why he is not able to go at this moment. Maybe he eventually will. Maybe they break up. Maybe they do long distance. I don't really know.
The one thing I can see maybe is because, remember, his mom and dad did get separated and they're both older.
Yeah.
Now, even though they're, 6 hours away from his family? His family's in Chicago or something?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, his family was in Chicago. They're in, St. Louis, which, you know, I think we said by driving was a 4, 5, 6 hour drive or something like that. So it's close, but it's not that far. It's not that close. So maybe they want to, he wants to stick around for that. I could see that happening. Whimsy Kayla. I think the cutscenes will involve customers wearing their masks the wrong way, under their nose, on their forehead, doing dumb and gross stuff like taking their mask off, cupping their hands, picking up random stuff and licking it, etc. Yeah, they're already doing that.
Yeah, I think the cutaways and stuff, they always follow the customers. With everything going on with the pandemic, there's definitely going to be some weird pandemic customer stuff. Some of the early ones might be people stocking up on stuff they don't even need, you know, 10 tubs of ice cream or something.
Just remember, so long ago, everyone in the world was buying all the toilet paper.
Yeah, yeah.
So, see, that'll be interesting to see how, if they, with these time jumps, if they do stuff like that, because now it's not that bad. But for the first couple of months, you couldn't find toilet paper or baby wipes or anything like that almost any place. Yeah. That and how they're doing that and when that starts happening, because it started in different areas and kind of slowly crept here and there. So where maybe they come in one day and all of a sudden they have no toilet paper on the shelves. And then as soon as they get some in, people are just grabbing it, running around. That'll be interesting to see.
Yeah. Kill Me on the Inside. I hope you're okay. Says, I'm expecting to see more of Mateo and the ice stuff. I can't actually predict what will happen to Amy and Jonas once she actually moves away. Hopefully Jonah will stay and date someone else. Okay, so we have somebody hoping for a breakup. I hope Dina and Garrett get together, even though I really ship Dina and the vet. I don't know. I think we're done with the ice stuff, especially during all the other stuff they're going to be covering this season. With the pandemic.
Kill Me on the Inside? You are my kind of person. hate to say this, I want to see Kelly back. I know it won't happen. I know there are people who are going to hate me for that. That's fine. I'd like to see Kelly come back into the picture. Mateo and the ice stuff, that's going to be tricky just because are they really going to want to go back to that storyline?
Yeah, I think it's done for now.
It never finished. They never completed it. They never gave us any sort of an ending. You know, last we knew he had a lawyer and they were still working to try and get him asylum or get him to stay, but there never was an ending. I don't know if they had an ending in sight or when they planned on working it. But in the real world, that stuff does take a long time to play out. So, they might touch on it here or there, but I don't know. Not that I don't agree, like, they need to kind of address it. I just don't know what they can do with it, especially now. And especially with the pandemic, a lot of court stuff has been just pushed back and postponed and delayed. He might have had, say, a trial date for, like, October this year. But because of the pandemic, it might get pushed back to, like, June of next year. You know?
Yeah.
Battering Nick. The struggle of being an essential worker, working in a pandemic and facing astronomical medical bills in the hospital. They don't have adequate coverage. Also, the debate of I have a cough, but I don't have sick days, but could have COVID, and I don't want to spread it, but I have bills to pay.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it's like in some places, but the aspect of having to get tested. Can you get tested? Where can you get tested? Do I have to pay to get tested?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then, you know, employers will put out stuff like, especially during early in the pandemic, if you don't feel well, then don't come in. Okay, that's easy for you to say until you guys are knocking on me for not coming in and I don't have sick days because you don't give me sick days, and then you're calling me trying to get me to come in anyway, and so forth. It's been rough out there for a lot of people, so.
Yeah, and talking about the essential worker part, let's, I guess, move over to the first episode of the season, which is called Essential. And the synopsis is, after the coronavirus hits, Amy and Jonah try to bring some order to the chaos in Cloud 9 while being pulled in multiple directions. And the employees learn what it means to be considered heroes while Amy and Jonah's impending move to California looms large. So I think they'll cover some of that essential bits, you know, where, you know, in the early months of the pandemic, everybody, you know, was, you know, there was commercials a lot about essential workers and grocery stores fall into that because we can't really have, like, I know Italy, during theirs, I think it closed down even grocery stores at a time, or like just left grocery stores, and the big box stores were even closed. So, I mean, it's going to be...
There were other places that shut down everything.
Everything. Yeah, because Italy had it really bad before it got over to here, because we were kind of on the same trajectory, but we've outpaced them now.
Of course, America.
Yeah, like, number one in everything, right?
Yeah, just the whole aspect of being an essential worker in that aspect, and it's going to be crazy.
The showrunners said that Glenn and Dina enjoy initially being called heroes.
Will we see maybe them getting like the procession of people clapping for them at times?
Yeah.
I know that was mostly for a lot of medical workers, but you know, will we see that? And then maybe like a month or two later where people are like, okay, yeah, but not anymore.
Yeah, and it says from the showrunners interview, they said that Glenn and Dina initially enjoy being called heroes, but that doesn't last long. So it probably goes to their heads a bit for Glenn and Dina, especially Glenn and Dina.
those two
will eat that up. But it doesn't last for long. What would make that not last for long? Is it just the fact that they have to keep on dealing with this stuff, or like what's the cause that makes them get tired of it?
Some people just don't really like being praised a lot. So it could just be maybe where they're like, you know, people come up and are saying thank you and this and that all the time. And maybe, you know, at first it's all cool and things, but maybe after a while they're just like, you know what? I don't like this. Maybe people want to come up and shake their hands and hug them. And then after a while, people are just like, no, not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. And then we just had some fans on Instagram here thinking that a proposal will happen in America's final episode, and then in the finale that there will be a wedding. I don't know if they mean the season finale or the series finale, but...
Wait. Say that again?
A lot of fans on Instagram think that a proposal is going to happen in America's final episode. Jonah proposing to Amy, and then a finale wedding. I can't see it happening right now.
I've already said what I said. I think their relationship is over. I could see maybe him doing that, but I don't necessarily know if... I don't know if she'd be into it, you know?
Not this soon, I don't think. They just really started dating a year before.
Well, no, they've been living together for like a year now.
Yeah, what a year, yeah. But I mean, like, I guess some people that's fast enough. I don't think for Amy that's... I think that's too fast for Amy. After she just got out of a divorce, I don't think she's going to be, let's get married again that quickly.
There's that, but remember, she's also been with someone for so long. She may not be comfortable by herself or doesn't really know what it's like to be by herself.
Yeah. I don't see a proposal happening in episode 2, and I definitely don't see a finale wedding this year, just because I think it's going to be tough to get America back in the same season that she's leaving to film something, especially with COVID protocols. If that's still going on by the time they're filming the finale, like, I don't know. Because then she'll have to probably get tested if she's been out of the area. She's going to have to probably quarantine if that was ever, you know, if she leaves California. I mean, we don't know really what she's doing. I know she's like producing another show and stuff, but I don't know what she's doing that... I can't see it happening this soon. Maybe like next season they could get her for a guest spot if that's what they're going to do. But I don't think this season will have that wedding if they got engaged.
Yeah, they could get her next year. They've kind of already done the wedding thing once. I know it wasn't big with Cheyenne and Bo.
They did for Sandra, too.
Yeah, so do they want to go back to that a third time? Maybe, I don't know.
But how many weddings did Friends have? They had a lot, didn't they? They had, like, Ross's, like, 3 weddings, and they had...
Yeah, Ross got Phoebe married 68 times. Monica and Chandler got married.
Yeah. Phoebe got married to Mike.
Did she?
Yeah, in the final season.
Yeah, Joey was never getting married, so... yeah. But they, I mean, they also had what, like 17 seasons or something like that. I mean, like, I know it was only like 10, but yeah, it's still like, okay. So two things. One, do you think this might be the final season?
No.
In all fairness, one thing I'd like to see him do, because it's Superstore, they could continue the show with a completely different cast in a completely different area and still be the same show.
Yeah. But I think it's the characters that you'd have to really cast well. Because, I mean, that's what they tried to do with Scrubs, right? And people did not like that.
Well, okay. Scrubs was, because I actually listened to their podcast. There's a lot of people who, like, believe season 9 didn't exist.
Right.
And I kind of agree. And they might have had the best ending of a television show I've ever seen. I don't know.
If the writing's good and the characters are good, it would be good. That's all that matters, really. But I really think that I don't think season 6 is the end, but I could see season 7 or 8 being the end. That's my thoughts.
Some of the shows I watch are back on, but I watch, like, I'm talking like American Guy, Family Guy, Simpsons, stuff like that, where it's animation, where... They can still the voiceover work, but they can do the voiceover work from home. Have there been any new live action shows premiere?
Not so far. Everything's been pushed to like November, like October and November. Even like CBS has pushed, like they're playing Sunday night movies, like old movies on Sundays now. And they're also putting like Star Trek Discovery from CBS All Access. They're playing like the first season of that on their TV. Like everybody's trying to like get creative with what they're putting on. Like one of the shows that launched with Superstore on that same day, I think, is Connecting, which is a show about like the pandemic, I guess. People like Skyping each other. California wasn't allowing any like filming until
recently, the last couple months. Yeah. So, and even then, there's still a lot of protocols in place that they can only have so many people on set. Only though, like, so you can't just have a bunch of extras in the background anymore, you know, stuff like that. There's testing. So, and I get that. And I mean, just the reason I was asking, you know, I don't watch a lot of live television anyway. And I just wasn't sure. A, I wasn't sure what was being shown. B, I wasn't sure what ratings had been like for some of these shows. And along with that, because of the pandemic, people have started getting more into these streaming services and on-demand things. This pandemic is changing a lot of things. Like,
yeah,
there's talk like Wonder Woman might just be a release for viewing at home. It might not even go into theaters.
Well, they declined. I mean, like the director denied that. She's going to hold out until theaters are viable, which who knows how, if they can even survive, how long it's going to take for theaters to bounce back.
Well, isn't Regal or something? Just one of them's like done or about Regal, to be?
Regal closed down until next summer, pretty much. So that way they're not wasting operating costs with no movies being out.
Regal movie chain will close all 536 theaters on Thursday. They just started opening in late August, but you got stuff like No Time to Die was pushed back into 2021. Regal's second largest exhibitor in the U.S. after AMC. Movie studios delayed dozens of big releases over the last 6 months. You got Wonder Woman, Black Widow, Quiet Place 2, Candyman, which I was really looking forward to, which would have been perfect right now. Disney decided to put Mulan on Disney Plus. Then you had stuff like there was a theater chain that was fighting with, was it Universal or something?
Yeah, it was AMC. Yeah.
I'm just thinking in general, like, we may start seeing maybe some more stuff come on to streaming services, possibly. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, if you're looking for anything good to watch, I started watching AP Bio on Peacock, and I'm enjoying that.
I've seen clips of that show. I know it got canceled for a while, and it came back for Peacock.
Yeah. Yeah, I started that yesterday, just on a whim.
I don't know. Just me in general, I haven't been able to watch a lot of stuff lately just simply because work schedule.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't envy you with the with your work schedule right now, especially with the election and everything. Any last thoughts on season 6 before, you know, the premiere happens?
For me, I really want to see how they handle the pandemic. One thing I'm hoping is that people don't turn against the show because, like we were saying, there isn't a lot of live television, not necessarily live, but there isn't a lot of newer television on right now. And there's some people who don't want to see anything dealing with the pandemic, rightfully so. So maybe I think one of two things could happen. I think this could either boost up interest in the show, or it could turn a lot of people off. You know, I don't think there'll be a middle ground. And I know that sounds kind of weird, but
no, yeah, I understand what you mean. Yeah, because somebody Facebook, they had posted like a picture or an article or something on the Superstore Facebook that said like mask up, and it was like a preview of the season, and somebody was like, enough virtue signaling with masks. And I'm like, but that's, the show's going to be about that. They're working in a grocery store. Like, So yeah, I could see a lot of response like that.
What about you? What do you want from the season?
I don't really know if I want anything. I guess just a laugh. The bad thing is with Amy leaving is that it kind of ruins Glenn's trajectory. You know, he wanted to take some time to not be a manager, to spend time with his family, but now he's going to get thrusted back into the manager role, sounds like. So that kind of derailed his whole arc. I'm hoping for, I don't really care if they do bring Kelly back. Oh, I'll be all for that. But if not, then I'd like to see them just long distance the relationship, make it work. I think it'd be kind of contrived to force a breakup just because America wanted to leave the show. So, and I can't see a proposal this early either. So.
Yeah. It'll just the whole thing in general be interesting to see. I'm glad to have something back I can at least look forward to every week.
And the day after is The Mandalorian Season 2.
And I just hope everybody stays safe out there.
Yeah. All right. Well, that about wraps us up. If you want to follow us on Twitter, we are at TBR Podcast. Instagram at TBR Podcast. Facebook.com/Breakroom Superstore. Email thebreakroomss@gmail.com. Have a great rest of your day.